Today is the 16th of May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So what amazing weather we have been enjoying, first and foremost. Can we just appreciate God for that? Second of all, I want to say to everyone listening to us for the first time, welcome to Heart of Worship. I know I keep saying this, but I really want you guys to feel welcomed. And so if you are new to Heart of Worship, please send me a message. You can DM me on Instagram at JC May. You can message me at JC May Music on Facebook, or even contact us on Heart of Worship and just let us know that you are listening for the first time. And also, if you have been blessed by this podcast, please do get in contact with us. We want to keep encouraging you and blessing you the best way we know how. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Matthew 5, verse 16. And it says this: "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
For you are royalty, and so I crown you King of Kings.
And so dear Heavenly Father, may our lives bless others today and every day. We want them to see you and your love more clearly. This we pray. This week we have been in awe of God. We have been reflecting on His goodness. And so however you are listening to this, wherever you are listening to this, in whatever circumstance you are listening to this, whether you are in a good place right now, whether you are in a bad place, whether you are even at a crossroad, I want you to be still. And I want you to be in awe of God. I want you to be in awe of Him. I want you to be in awe of His mighty power. I want you to be in awe of His majesty. I just want you to be in awe of Him. And so I crown you King of Kings. Oh, you are royalty. Yeah.
And so I crown
You know, I'm just literally looking up the word awe and what it means in the dictionary. And it says a feeling of great respect. A feeling of great respect. A feeling of great respect, sometimes mixed with fear or surprise. But a feeling of great respect. And so, Lord, we can't help but stand in awe of you. Your majesty. Your majesty. Your majesty. Just reverence him. Just reverence him wherever you are. Just reverence him. Just begin to lift up your voice. Begin to lift your hands if you can. And just reverence your king. Reverence. Reverence his majesty. Reverence him. And I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. Yeah. You are my Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Just declare that I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my strength. You are my Lord. Yeah. You are my Lord. Yeah. More of you in my life. That's our prayer today, God. We want to receive more love. Yeah. More power, God. More of you in my life. We want more, we want more, we want more. Makataraba sindiribu shikiti. Mindiribu shandaraba seketiribu shakata. Yendedededededededede shandaraba sindiribu shikitiribu shandaraba sekete. More love, more love, more love. More power, God. More of you in my life. And yes, Lord Jesus. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Andaraba seketere bushandara baba sekete bushanda. Deuteronomy 34 verse 12 says, and for all the mighty power and for all the great terror which Moses performed in the sight of all evil, me stand in awe. Psalm 2 verse 11 says, worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Makata raba sendere bo shikiti. Mekete ribo shandara basikete ribo shan. Bwakata raba sendere bo shikiti. Oh Lord, my love and more power, more of you in my life. I will worship you with all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my strength, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you were my Lord. You are my Lord. I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. You were my God. You are my Lord. Go and just take this time and speak to your Heavenly Father. Speak to your King. Speak to your Maker, your Creator. Speak to your brother, your friend. Speak to the I Am that I am. Go ahead and lift your voice and just speak to him. Just connect with him right now.
You are my Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, the rabbi, get a rebosha. Yeah, the rebosha, the rabbi, get a rebosha. Oh,
we will worship you
with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength, for you were my guide, you were my Lord. Yeah, yeah, you are my Lord.
And so our declaration of the day is, I declare I have the grace I need for today. I am full of power, strength, and determination. Nothing I face will be too much for me. I will overcome every obstacle, outlast every challenge, and come through every difficulty better off than I was before. This is my declaration. And so, Father, our prayer this week has been, we thank and praise you that we are in Christ and that he is in us. We thank you, Father, that you are the husbandman, Jesus is the true vine, and we are the branch. Help us to abide in him moment by moment, so that we may be fruitful in your service and glorify your holy name in word and in deed. Lord, we place the rest of this week into your hands, not knowing what circumstances may come upon us. But Father God, in your grace, we pray that you will direct our path, guide our actions, influence our attitude, and guide our motives, so that it may be a fruitful week and a time which brings glory to you. Father, we pray that this we may diligently seek you in all things and trust you with all the needs and necessities of life, not relying on ourselves, but living in utter dependence upon you, knowing that this is honoring to your name and your will for all your children. This we ask in the name of Jesus, our Savior and King. Amen. And so we are officially on the countdown to our first worship breakfast. I am so looking forward to worshiping with you on the 27th of May. I cannot wait. And the location of that will be revealed today, finally. And so I'm looking forward to everything, really. I'm really looking forward to meeting some of you, and I'm really looking forward to fellowshipping with you. And so I'm really, really, really excited about what where this is going. And so until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed.